Ron Eby spent 20 years in the Navy before he retired from his role as a commander, but after a while, he got bored, so he signed up for a new covert mission.
You go out there in the middle of the night, park, turn the lights off, kind of hide.
And look for otters. That's right, not enemy warships, but threatened sea otters as a volunteer with the Elkhorn Slough Reserve in Moss Landing, California. As part of our series Here to Help, KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs went otter spotting with Eby.
It's a cloudy spring morning as we head out into Elkhorn Slough. We're riding in a very quiet electric boat. As soon as we get going, we're surrounded by wildlife.
Look at all the sea lions here.
The water is calm and blue. In addition to a pile of barking sea lions, birds and seals weave through the tall eelgrass near the marshy banks. Then, after just a few minutes, the main attraction.
There's the otter right in front of us.
A furry brown southern sea otter, splashing around in the estuary. 20 years ago, scientists thought otters typically lived in the ocean, but Eby and his friend Robert Scholes weren't so sure.
We would see things that didn't fit what they were saying.
Like otter footprints and scat on the Elkhorn Slough shore. And that made them curious. They'd just started volunteering here, and they wondered, why were there so many footprints if the otters mostly just visited?
After all my time in the Navy and Robert's time as a sheriff, you kind of like to check things out.
So they did. That's how they ended up on their covert nighttime mission. For the next 2 years, twice a month, Eby and Scholes staked out the otters overnight. No one had ever monitored the animals like this. The pair discovered that many of the otters scientists thought were visiting the estuary were actually residents. And the otters did something called hauling out. That's when they scoot out of the water and onto land to rest and warm up.
And we found that otters here in Elkhorn Slough were healthier by far than all the otters along the coast.
They don't have to worry about predators, and food is abundant.
So that really was a breakthrough.
All their monitoring changed scientists' understanding of otters. For example, they realized that the estuary, which is quiet and undeveloped, unlike a lot of California's coastline, gave the otters more opportunities to haul out. This discovery led to other research showing that not only do otters thrive in estuaries, but they're part of an important food chain that helps the rest of the ecosystem thrive too. As we head back to the dock, as if on cue, Eby points to an example of his body of work, a furry brown blob on the shore.
That's an otter holdout on the marsh.
Back at the dock, we meet up with Kerstin Wasson, the reserve's research coordinator.
I've worked with so many amazing volunteers, but I've never met one quite like Ron Eby.
She credits him with starting the Sea Otter Monitoring Program, which now has 30 volunteers.
He's such a generous man and loves to mentor the other volunteers and infect them with his enthusiasm for the sea otters.
Eby, who's now 79 years old, says every time he goes out to look for otters, he still learns something new.
And that's what makes it thrilling.
And it's something he says he wants to do forever. For NPR News, I'm Elena Neal Sachs in Moss Landing, California.